Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're chasing happiness, but it's always just out of reach? Like a mischievous puppy that keeps dodging your attempts to catch it? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to chase happiness, we can actually cultivate it. Think of it like gardening. You need the right soil, the right seeds, and consistent care to grow beautiful flowers. And trust me, cultivating joy is a whole lot more rewarding than constantly chasing that fleeting feeling. So, buckle up, because today on the Dopamine Declutter, we're digging deep into the art of cultivating true joy and happiness in your life. No quick fixes or empty promises here, just solid advice backed by real-world experience and a sprinkle of good old-fashioned wisdom. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the hamster wheel of dissatisfaction and start blooming with genuine happiness. First up, embrace mindfulness. Ever noticed how often your mind races from one thought to another? Like a pinball bouncing around a machine, never really settling anywhere? Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, savoring those little things, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, or even just the sound of your own breath. When you're fully present, you're less likely to get caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Number 2. Cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, focusing on what you have rather than what you lack can work wonders. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, big or small. A delicious meal, a supportive friend, even just a sunny day. These little acts of appreciation shift your perspective and open the door to more joy. Third, fuel your soul with experiences. Remember that saying, experiences over things? It's totally true. Material possessions fade, but memories last forever. Travel. Try new hobbies. Explore your city like a tourist. Anything that gets you out of your comfort zone and creates lasting memories. You know that feeling when you come back from a trip with a renewed sense of wonder and excitement? That's the power of experiences. Fourth, build meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures. We crave connection. Spend quality time with loved ones. Nurture those relationships that truly matter. Engage in conversations that go beyond small talk. Share your thoughts, dreams, and fears. Vulnerability builds intimacy. Remember, a strong support system is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And finally, number 5, embrace imperfection. This is a big one. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, but let's be real, it's unattainable and, frankly, exhausting. Learn to accept your flaws, celebrate your quirks, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the key. When you stop striving for an impossible ideal, you free yourself to truly enjoy the journey. Okay, picture this. You're sitting in a park on a crisp autumn day. Leaves are falling. The air smells like cinnamon and wood smoke, and you're wrapped in a cozy blanket with your favorite book. But instead of scrolling through social media or constantly checking your phone, you're truly present in that moment. You notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of leaves crunching underfoot, and the peaceful rhythm of your breath. You feel grateful for this simple moment of tranquility, knowing that true happiness comes from appreciating the little things. Sound good? That's what cultivating joy is all about. So, remember these key takeaways. Be mindful. Cultivate gratitude. Embrace experiences. Nurture connections. And accept imperfection. Start small, make consistent efforts, and watch as joy becomes a natural state of being in your life. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of happiness. Remember, every act of kindness ripples out, creating a more joyful world for all. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with insights and inspiration. Until then, keep decluttering that dopamine, and remember, joy is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.